Thank you so much for being with us on this special broadcast from Bard College in Annandale and Hudson, New York, as we broadcast from the Hannah Arendt Center for Politics and Humanities at Bard. It is a delight to be here. One of the final events at the 17th Annual Fall Conference at 6 p.m. will be a special staged reading of Mrs. Stern Wanders the Prussian State Library. Berlin, 1933, with martial law in effect, political activism has become a capital crime. The Gestapo has arrested a graduate student suspected of conducting illegal research. She undergoes intense questioning, and the arrival of a lawyer sent to defend her only complicates matters. But the encounter takes surprising turns as a earnest young officer must interrogate the iconic political thinker Hannah Arendt, a woman in possession of untold wit, charm, and ideas. Inspired by real events, this drama delves into the life and mind of one of history's deepest thinkers. Jenny Lynn Bader is the playwright whose work has been produced internationally and across the U.S. The play has continued to sell out and is currently being produced at Luna Theater in West Orange, New Jersey through November 9th. A delight to welcome Jenny to the program. Thank you so much for being with us. Very nice to have you here. Ella Dershowitz has performed in new plays off-Broadway and across the country, as well as on TV and film. She plays Hannah Arendt in this production. When not acting, she creates crossword puzzles for the New York Times, LA Times, and Wall Street Journal, and I think that's really cool.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Ask you both to come on up closer to the microphone.
It's a great pleasure to be here, and I should say Ella doesn't just make crossword puzzles, she makes great crossword puzzles. As an avid crossword doer. So I invite you to check them out as well as her performance in the play at 6 p.m. tonight.
I'll get to crosswords. I can't let that hijack this segment. How did the play come about?
Well, I've been involved with the Hannah Arendt Center for many years. I've been on the board of advisors. I've been coming here since the first conference. I was invited to write something about a historical figure for an evening of scenes. One of the ideas I had was to write about Hannah Arendt, but I didn't know what. And then I heard that she had been arrested, which is something that people don't really talk about. You know, people talk about all the controversies and all the men in her life and controversial things she wrote about men and men she married and men she dated or shouldn't have dated, but they don't talk about the woman, her moments of moral courage, what she did when the chips were down, not just writing about ethics, but what her actual ethical choices were at one of the most stressful times in history. So when I heard she was arrested, I was already interested. And then I read a description, the only description she ever gave in public of this arrest, and I gasped. And I thought, well, there's a play.
Talk about the title, Mrs. Stern Wanders the Prussian State Library.
Well, it's a long title, but I promise you the play is short.
How did you come to the title?
Well, I mean, you've already given away, you know, the sort of one of the key moments, which is that we discover she's Hannah Arendt. We don't actually know that at the beginning of the play. Her married name was Stern. So when she comes into this situation, they refer to her as Mrs. Stern, and it's only about 20 minutes into the play when the police officer who is interrogating her says, we found these manuscripts you write under another name. And then she says, he says Hannah Arendt. She says my maiden name Hannah Arendt, and it's a fun moment because this is a play for everybody. It's a play if you don't know who Hannah Arendt is. If it's a play if you do know, if you're an expert on her. But it's fun if someone hasn't heard that that's what the play's about, and there are some gasps in the audience, which recently happened, right, Ella?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Tell us about the gasps.
Maybe every five performances when I say, yes, my maiden name, Hannah Arendt, people are just audibly shocked, which is very fun.
But also, we recently did the show in Martha's Vineyard, and there was no mention of Hannah Arendt in the advertising. They used the very subtle synopsis. So there were definitely more gasps there.
And obviously, that's more difficult to do when you're at the Hannah Arendt Center.
Definitely. We want people to know who the play is about here.
Right.
Yeah, I think you know that you read one of the longer descriptions. The shortest description I have of the play is a Gestapo officer arrests Hannah Arendt.
Well, there you go. Again, the stage reading is tonight at 6 o'clock right here at Olin Hall on the campus of Bard College. Ella, what is it like to portray Ella in this performance?
It has been quite a journey because initially I was incredibly intimidated by portraying somebody so iconic. And I was trying to read everything I could get my hands on so that I understood everything I was saying in the play and sort of understood why there is a conference dedicated to this person. And then over the course of playing her for a year, she's just become a human who lives in my body. And I'm just telling this one small story about one small part of her life. And now being back here, it is a big reminder of what an incredible responsibility and privilege it is to be playing her.
I mean, back to the gasp. I mean, it is that moment. It's moments like that that must make it so fruitful in the sense of understanding that it's connecting.
Absolutely. And the things that people come up and want to talk about afterwards, people who have, you know, been studying her work for so long and didn't know about this thing that happened to her.
When you were crafting the play, did you set guidelines, rules for yourself of what you wanted to do?
Yes, but then I broke them. So, you know, the play takes place when she's 26 years old. So when I first started writing the play, I really restricted myself to all of her work that she wrote up until that time. And so she was already writing about Rahel Varnhagen, and she had already written her dissertation on St. Augustine. And I was looking at all of those early works or early newspaper articles that she used to write. But then at a certain point, I realized, when we're 26 years old, we're already thinking of our next ideas. And I started actually thinking about the play as a moment in time where she's actually coming up with some of her later ideas. I mean, who better to write a book, The Origins of Totalitarianism, than someone who's actually been through a Gestapo interrogation? And so then when I started to realize I could look at everything she'd ever written as possible playground and research materials, that's when it got really interesting.
Have you been with us, Ella, from the very beginning?
Not from the very beginning. There was a workshop production in 2019 at Luna that I wasn't in, but I've been in it for the last over a year now.
And what has that year been like? I mean, I assume that it just allows you to become more confident in that role of knowing this woman and what to expect from the audience.
Absolutely. Although there are still certainly surprises. Our audiences are, as we said, vocal and sometimes in very surprising, wonderful ways. Also, as the world has changed around us, the lines in the play have taken on very different meanings, and that's been unlike any play I've ever done before.
Talk about that as to how some of the lines take on different meaning.
Yeah, there's one scene in the play where we're really talking about kind of how the government is changing around us in the world of the play. And some days it's impossible to not think about what's happening in the real world.
And how all the laws are changing, how they keep changing the laws.
Yeah.
There will be a staged reading tonight. Mrs. Stern Wanders, the Prussian State Library. The play is by Jenny Lynn Bader and featuring Ella Dershowitz and other actors as well, we should note.
There are two other actors, one of whom is reading it for the first time.
Excellent.
Yeah, so the Gestapo guy will be totally new, so it's going to be very like it was in 1933. He's never met her before. Yeah. Well, yeah, they've had one rehearsal.
Is there a hazing going on?
Absolutely.
You'll have
to come and find out.
Fantastic. Sounds perfect. It takes place right here in Olin Hall on the campus of Bard College. Jenny Lynn Bader and Ella Dershowitz, a delight to meet you both. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Have a gorgeous performance tonight. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.